got digits, baby.
Yeah, what a surprise.
What's wrong? I just saw you talk to the beautiful brunette baby.
Look, she didn't like me, okay? I'm in a fool of myself.
Baby, don't talk that way.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. So money.
Could you not mess with me right now?
Baby, we're not messing.
We're not.
Don't you want me like a big bear with claws and with fangs,
man? Fucking teeth,
yeah,
man.
Fucking teeth on you. She's just like this little bunny who's just kind of cowering in the corner.
Shivering?
Yeah, man, just kind of, you know, you got these claws and you're staring at these claws, man, and you're thinking to yourself with these claws, you're thinking, man, how am I supposed to kill this bunny?
And you're
how
poking am I supposed at it, to man. Kill you're poking
bunny?
At
yeah, you're not hurting it. You're just kind of gently batting the bunny around, you know what I mean? And the bunny's scared, Mike. The bunny's scared of you.
And you got these fucking claws and
claws and these fangs, man. And you're looking at your claws and you're looking at your fangs. And you're thinking to yourself, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know how to kill the bunny. With this, you don't know how to kill the bunny. Do you know what I mean?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. I feel like someone's missing. Who could be missing from this picture?
I don't know who is missing.
But
there's a seat over here to my left.
Yeah?
But it's empty, John.
And it's
empty.
It's weird because I get the feeling that this seat is typically occupied by someone's, you know, they're here like every week. And they would understand that a lot of times there's traffic on the way to the station. I mean, we've mentioned that several times on air.
This area is rife with traffic.
So you'd think there'd be a lick of foresight, and they think maybe it's better to be like 10 minutes early once in a while than like annoyingly late once a month. And while my brother does appreciate my efforts, maybe I shouldn't be late for him. Oh, I let the cat out of the bag.
There's a little will-shaped hole in my
there
heart.
He is. My lord. My sweet lord. I was led to believe you'd be much later, sir. Let's pod you up.
Not to change the subject, but I wish I had a cough button right now.
Oh. No, it's great. We have nothing. We don't have a delay. We don't have a cough button. Just go for it on air. Don't worry. The only reason I'm not doing that is I've been, like, snorting Mucinex.
That's awesome.
I see a tally sheet of some sort.
A tally sheet.
It's a. I'm gonna write you a tardy
slip. Once we begin
right
the show,
now.
No, yeah, that would be pretty badass, actually. No, Kate is gonna take a quiz once we begin the show.
Sorry, I'm making all sorts of
about. Well, first, let's begin the show. Welcome to Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. Now I'm being joined by Will Papa Giorgio.
Fill me in on the minutes I missed.
And the delightful
should
Kate.
Really arrive on time to meetings.
Kate Myers Rodriguez, right?
Thanks. It's really okay if we just use Kate.
Really?
Yes.
You know, finally, I recall not one, but two of your last names.
Too many stalkers.
Oh, that's true.
You actually get stalkers
from
this
horse-ish. I was going to say, like we get
no,
nothing.
No, not from this. I just wanted to eliminate any openings.
Oh, that's right. Like either one of those two last names probably still wants to sniff your urine and stab you. Oh,
excuse
my
me.
God.
I know. Wasn't that,
that
awesome?
Glorious.
I know.
It's Mr. Myers, isn't it?
You don't need to get me sick again because I've already been dealing with this for over a week.
Ah, oh, don't worry.
Can I watch you make love to pants?
Oh, my God.
Let me just look at your bare feet.
I love.
Send me the soiled garments.
I love how now you're combining like all of my ex-boyfriends into one
titanic one Voltron of perversion.
That's what you do, though, isn't it?
You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard at fcac.org/WEBR. We're also carried by edgefm.net. Neither of them are paying us the link. There you go. Very, very DJ, may I say.
Thank you.
Wait, is that The Edge? In
no,
DC,
it's nothing that pays us, Will. It's nothing. I think they do have some followers, so we should we get some traffic there. So that's good. But you can tweet us. I am at Papa's Basement. Will is at Billy Basil. And Kate is at Atomic Kate. That's Kate with a C.
Two C's.
Isn't it always? Yes, two C's in the middle. Just smushed up there. Before we begin the show, and the show is going to be pretty much just a recollection of our Vegas trip, right? Well, I mean, we've...
Sure. You have nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that some good stuff went down, deserves to be preserved in our eternal MP3 format.
Where did Kate go? Everyone in here is all tan.
Kate's just Mexican.
I just roast up real quick.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just what her people do. Just because she doesn't have the mustache, don't be fooled.
Well, I get it waxed. That's the only reason I have a mustache.
Oh, God. I think you're not even joking, actually.
That actually is not true. I've never had my upper lip waxed.
Really? Okay.
So there you go.
Wow. So that is just
a little bit of honesty for you.
Yeah, Greek-Italian Jew broad thing for the most part.
You look different, though. Like, did you cut your hair or something?
She got implants. She was trying to hide that fact.
No. It's like her face.
Will's like, I already looked.
That's not it. I would have smelled them.
I don't know, her eyes or something. Like, you're not wearing makeup?
No, I never wear makeup here.
I don't know. Maybe I just never looked at her before.
That's possible. Perhaps it is because my bosom is covered that he has now noticed my face.
Yeah, you have a head? There's something on top of your trachea? I'm confused. All right, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I have an 8-question quiz
mm-hmm.
that I want you to take
mm-hmm.
about what Will and I did while in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's numbered, and there's a category for John and a category for William.
Mm-hmm.
And I whipped this sheet up right before you walked in the studio.
Very professional.
Yeah, for those who can't see, it's nothing but chicken scroll.
The O in like John is like an ink blot, and I'm not sure I really recognize the six as a number.
You can piece it together. You're a smart girl. Come on.
It looks like a spreadsheet program from, like, a Commodore 64 or something.
You took one of the request forms. You're wasteful.
Shut the hell up, the both of you.
So wasteful.
All right. So I'm going to ask you 8 questions. You're going to answer for both myself and Will. And then as the story goes on, the answers will be revealed so the people at home can play along.
Listen to this clever mother effer.
I was going to say, isn't this great? For once, I come up with a little something for the show.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Question 1. Is your pen in hand? She's ready. Okay. Question 1.
Put it somewhere else. In hand.
Did either of us visit a strip club while in Vegas?
Am I supposed to tell you what my answers are? Or
Yes. I want answers out loud for both of us so people can keep track. Okay. 2. If so, how many? Don't worry.
How many?
And this could be different numbers. Will and I were not attached to the hip for this vacation. He was a big boy. He did his thing. I did my big boy thing.
Which is crying by the urinal after you were ditched
spending
by the hostess.
3 hours at a buffet going, why?
God, I'm like noticeably fatter
really
from that trip.
Oh, no, dude, I've got actual tits.
Mm.
Like, I don't like moving too fast because they hit me in the chin now.
Wait, I'm supposed to be guessing
how many strip clubs
you visited?
Yeah.
How long were you there?
We were there 5 days overall. 4 nights, 5 days, yeah. I'd say.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday night? No, we left on Monday. So, yeah, 4 nights, 5 days.
All right. This is 9 and 17.
This was
wow. Okay. 9 and 17. All right. All right. 3. How much money did we spend in strip clubs total?
Well, that's a tough one because neither of you has any money.
I have
we
money.
We save it up.
That's true. We save it up.
Did we tap the keg for the whores? For the dirty dancing whores smearing up those pristine chrome poles.
So you want a total for all strip clubs over
there? Yeah. How much was
it? Do you actually have an accurate tally of how much you spent in strip clubs as opposed to anything else?
I remember very vividly how
much.
As
you grab your boob?
Yeah. That's my honest tit. That's how you know I'm not lying. I
swear to you on my right tit.
Exactly. That's how George Washington did it with the cherry tree.
This one's tough because you're both cheap.
I'll even let you round to 100.
You're both cheap bastards.
To the nearest 100. Now, I'm cheap pretty much all the time. Will's cheap except for strip clubs. There's a hint.
All right, I'm going to give you 300.
Okay.
And I'm going to I'm going to go with 1,200 for Will.
Not bad. Not bad. Question four.
Yes.
And this is not anything we paid for, just the goodly ladies of the town. Did either Will or I get laid?
Yeah, that's a no for you, but a yes for Will.
Okay. So Will got some. Johnny did not.
Well, wait. Now, do we want to go? Well, okay. No, never mind. I was going to complicate the question and ask
with
if
what?
It was like
by giving
was
birth
it...
during a lap dance. Is that what you mean? That does not count.
No, I was going to say, you know, what does this count offers that perhaps one of you declined?
Sure, we can even toss offers in the mix.
No. I'm
count.
Sticking with my answer.
Okay, yeah. Actual P and V.
You got to stick with roster numbers.
P and V without money being exchanged.
Verified
exactly.
Statistics.
Exactly. Notches on the side of your pistol.
Okay.
Okay. If so, and the answer would be zero for me, obviously. If so, how many girls did we get without money being, you know, shuttled back
and
forth?
I'm just going to go zero and one.
Zero and one. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Six out of eight. Did either of us frequent a prostitute?
It is legal there.
Oh, yeah.
Not in Vegas.
Not in Vegas proper, but you're handed pretty much trading cards with pictures of hookers on them.
Right. I have been to Vegas. They hand those out to the women, too.
How did you leave? How did you leave that goddamned paradise on Earth?
Because I had a plane ticket.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how we left, too. We used a plane as well. But it was painful. It was a good time.
You know, I won in the casinos, too.
Really?
I was there, yeah.
Hmm. How much?
$40.
Nice. That's how much I was down. Did either of us pay?
Again, you're both cheap bastards.
Very cheap, but maybe one of us wanted to complete the Vegas experience.
Why do I have the reputation of being cheap?
Well, it's by association. I hate to tell you this, because, you know, to be honest, if I really think about you... I don't think cheap, but...
And then she thinks about me, and I'm
but
just like...
It's like you're
taking
John's off
gold
brother.
Coins.
Like he's sucking quality away from you.
Like a penny's dropped a quarter mile away, and she sees my ear twitch.
I am going to go with yes for you, John.
Okay. But... Now we're talking.
But no for Will.
So much confidence in you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a lot of misguided respect for you.
And again, question seven, if so, for Will, zero, obviously, how many? For me, this is a positive integer.
You're a cheap son of a bitch. It's one.
Okay. At least you're following a... And final question.
Yes.
Again, for Will, this will be zero. But for me, since apparently I got one prostitute while in Vegas, how much did I pay for said prostitute when all
was
said and done?
Oh, jeez.
Again, round to 100.
That's hard because I am not up on
I'll give you ballparks.
Rates right now.
I will give you ballparks to get it out just in the bed for one pop, like $200.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's pretty much $100 by the pop. So like if you put stones to it, that's 200, just your base fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also uses the mouth on the south.
Right, okay. What if there's special requests?
Oh, a little Greek to honor my heritage. That would probably be easily another
500.
Yeah. You want to get him to the Greek? Pretty much every time I go, pop goes the weasel. It's $100. With a base fee of 100 as well.
Yeah, this is difficult. I thought you said the base fee was 200.
Well, that's with one pop included.
Oh okay. Yeah. I get you.
So it's like 100 to get out there, and then that's $400 because that's how I sound when I bust it three times.
I'm not gonna give you the breakdown on what it was spent on.
Okay.
But cause I don't want. I'm just saying. I think there are additional fees involved here, so I'm gonna say 500.
Use your foot for everything.
I'm going to say 500 for that.
500.
500,
wow.
Alex.
Okay. Keep that in a safe place. And by the end of the show, because we probably won't get through everything we did out there. We'll give you the answers.
All right.
I think, and I'll be honest, for some of these, I don't know Will's answers. So I am as on pins and needles as the rest of you on this.
All right, let's go.
All right. Well, first, I want to say it started with us flying out of BWI. And Will, you can second, a lot of people think I exaggerate a lot of times, but were these not, we're out of BWI till Milwaukee to Vegas. Were these not two of the worst flights you've ever been on in your life?
Wasn't the first one all right?
Well, the first...
I can't even remember.
The first, there was a...
drunk again.
No. A big, fat guy right in front of us who we surmised preferred, the company of men.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of product in the hair, kind of mm-hmm. like a Hawaiian party guy shirt. Mm-hmm. Just that type. And
I've already forgotten all of it.
Wait, a Hawaiian party fat guy with a lot of product in his hair.
Yeah.
This is like, how old was he?
30.
Are you God, I don't remember a single one of those details.
I'll do the remember
the
for
brain
both of
injuries
us.
Yeah. Must be a blessing.
I didn't even drink. It was probably from going on those damn rides.
He did do a lot of that.
So, see, because I'm having a hard time picturing this effeminate gentleman.
If you've ever seen The Mad Real World on Dave Chappelle's show.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Okay.
And Christian Finnegan, the comic. You know him.
Don't know him either.
Oh, that's the guy.
Okay.
God, I don't remember anyone resembling that.
All right, so I try and create this man in my head.
Just imagine about a stocky 260, 270, shaved face.
So he wasn't like fat, like the just like immensely large.
He wasn't
stomach.
Like morbidly obese.
He was a larger fellow.
Well, it's kind of like he had a lot of weight. But some of it was distributed in the upper body, but there was still, like, the gorilla tummy.
I gotcha. So he might have been buffer when he was younger, but
maybe.
Now he's let things go.
Exactly. Okay. He hasn't had to, like, fight to keep his lunch money for
wow,
good
but that just does not
almost.
Sound like a gay man to me.
Oh, the gays come in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, no, I know. It just doesn't fit my stereotypes.
Well, he was just...
I can't accept things that don't fit my stereotypes.
What if I told you he had an army of about 8 chubby women with him, and that was his entire, like, traveling
Mormon?
Company?
See, I'm going Mormon with that one. But
nah,
go on.
He was very... Oh! You finally...
That was the first flight?
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't Milwaukee to Vegas?
I'm very sure.
He sounds Milwaukee.
Because we had a special treat waiting for us on the second flight.
All right. So.
I thought they were like a traveling court. I thought it was like high school kids going on a chorus trip or something. And you always have the one token Mo.
Okay. That could have been it. This kid was gay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the impression it was like a show choir going on a trip or something.
Okay. Wow. We can all agree on the fundamental aspects of this. Chubby women and a fat gay dude.
I didn't notice he was fat, but...
Yeah. Yes, you did. You actually commented on that literally.
Yeah, but he says that about everybody.
No. I just remember thinking it was a bunch of fag eggs.
No, he stood up and his gut popped out of his shirt, and that's when you first made the reference to the Chappelle Show. And you said, I'm going to cut some bacon off that back, Chad.
Now I think you're just making this up.
What is wrong with you? Why would you leave me hanging?
Did he get high before
oh,
you
no.
guys left?
Well, I had been up for 2 days straight.
Thank you.
So.
All right.
Thank you. God damn.
I'll give him some leeway.
Okay,
you're a great witness. If I'm ever...
At that point, I'd slept like 2.5 broken hours in 2 days.
If I'm ever facing the chair, remind me to wheel this one out. Is that what happened? He could have said, I'll kill that dude. I don't know.
So you have this gentleman.
Yeah, and we're trying to sleep. Will obviously is beat to hell.
He's sitting in front of you on the plane?
Directly in front of me.
Okay.
And he's just holding court with this gaggle of fruit flies.
Okay.
And saying nothing funny, because I would love to chuckle along with some bitchy little fruit. But they
were all swooning and giggling?
Yeah, just like dumb references. I'm sure there were some glee jokes I didn't get in the mix. Mm-hmm. And it was just maddening because he was loud.
God, I just tuned all that out as white noise.
Really?
I just stared off in the distance.
But I mean, it was really obnoxious because your average flight, people shut the hell up or just have a conversation.
Yeah, you would think that, but no.
In my experience, it's like maybe...
Not lately.
They'll just talk.
Anytime you're in a public place and you can hear someone else's conversation and you're not part of it, then they're being
too loud.
Too loud.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I agree. I'm just saying my experience on planes recently is that for some reason modern society has forgotten that.
Common courtesy is dying like yes. Batman's T-cells.
But you figure, like, if there's no cell phones allowed, like, people should shut up. They don't even know how to communicate with one another in real life.
Yeah.
They just start poking at each other. Just like goddamn cavemen.
I just do that to people anyway. Like standing behind someone in line.
The one thing I do remember about that flight was like, even though we were in coach, and I mean, I haven't flown in a while, I swear to God, like, the seats on that flight were narrower than any of the others. Like, they were literally, like, 8 inches across.
And you are not a plump fellow.
And it...
No.
It was inhuman.
It was bad.
Like, you're literally...
I was very thankful you were one of the two people next to me.
Oh, God. If we hadn't got those seats together, that would have been
I would have flipped my ass, yeah.
So
we're trying to sleep, and this guy won't shut the hell up for the entire flight. And I'm like, oh, that kind of blows. Maybe we'll get lucky when we're doing Milwaukee to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of, you're getting a little late, you know, especially from the Midwest. This is a flight kind of like 11 p.m. their time by the end of things. I think we're arriving, okay. 11 p.m. local time. So for them, it probably feels like...
So you're thinking
like
it's going to be a late flight out of Milwaukee. Most people are going to want to sleep.
Yeah, they want a little sleepy.
Dairy farmers, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Roots. Those are the only people who live in Milwaukee.
That's brewers. To us, yes. Well, it doesn't really go that way. We get on board, and Will, how long before the first shout of Vegas, baby?
Oh,
just
God.
Just treating it like a goddamned party bus in the air, to steal Will's
yeah,
line.
Yeah, that's no good.
I mean, like, we hadn't taken off yet. Like, it was just kind of this hushed, you know, murmuring. And then someone's like, well, I'm going to be the one to do it.
You
Vegas, baby! And everyone loses their S, and Will and I just, like, facepalm, like,
you
know, oh,
at that
kill
point,
us
you
now.
Stand up and be like, yes, Vegas, where I'm going for my mother's funeral. Thank you all for your respect.
Fat, old, Everlast-looking MF.
Oh,
like,
we have so much to get to before him.
Wearing, like, the cabbie hat and another Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, another
mistaken.
Hawaiian shirt guy. And
why
I'm going
to
go
people wear
with
Hawaiian shirts to Vegas?
Because
it's
not
Hawaii.
Town.
Yeah, don't you get international language of party? He's fluent.
No,
it.
It's the international language of middle-aged, overweight man.
Well, he, to me, I won't go with Everlast. He looked like a tubbier Smash Mouth singer. I mean, like, dead ringer first, you know. And he's just like, shots for my boys. Shots for my boys. Who's getting a shot? I'm getting a shot. And he's just pointing around.
Yeah, for like $20 each.
Yeah, exactly.
Courtesy of the airline.
I know. Like you're such a goddamn rebel paying that much for a little airplane bottle. If you were badass, you would have been huffing paint
thinner
in the
So did you guys get some shots and be like, it's on that dude?
No.
Again, you're such a font of great ideas. Like, he feels bad.
I recognize
about
you gentlemen were already tired and annoyed, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to move beyond that.
Well, we know we're in for a bad time with people who just don't give a crap, because literally the three women behind us were rather large women of color.
No, in front of us.
Well, right behind us as we're getting on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Like,
we're walking on, and we grab our seats.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully.
And these three have the three seats in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I kill me now if they took under 5 minutes jawing back and forth to each other, holding up the entire goddamn line without like one shred of looking over my shoulder like, ooh, sorry I'm doing this. Just debating the merits of who got which seat. Which big fat heifer plumped their smelly fat ass in which seat.
Well, you
really
don't
want to
be the fat woman in the middle seat.
They were all fat.
But you don't want to be the fat woman in the middle seat.
I guess so.
Because your girlfriends are fat, but they're fatter than you are. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I ain't that big.
Oh, she's so much bigger.
If you're surrounded by people you know, I wouldn't really care. It's when, like, you have a stranger on the aisle seat and you kind of feel, like, bad about asking them to get up so you can piss.
Yeah. You know, that's the only time fat people bother me. Is when they inadvertently come in contact with me just because of their size. And I want to be sympathetic because hey, you know, it's not a big deal.
You've
to
got
me.
Problems, yeah.
But that's your business, how big or small you are,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
But
you're eating some emotional weight.
I don't want to touch you.
Yeah.
And then it's not because you're fat. I don't want to touch you.
Although your giving doughy flesh is a little creepier than normal person's
skin.
It is.
Skin. You know what's really scary?
What?
Like when super fat people are like all cold and clammy on the outside.
They feel
it's
like
all
a corpse.
Squishy. Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, because
man.
Like, yeah.
That's sick.
Because like
it's all fat.
Yeah, their vital systems must be like 6 inches deep.
Yeah, they're way below this layer, and it's like it's touching a dead walrus. It's really weird.
Oh,
not that I've ever touched a dead walrus.
It's like a SEAL Team
recently.
6 diving suit. Like, is that insulated?
Ugh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
Sorry, fat people.
Yeah.
It was pretty gross.
Yeah, okay. We're not fans of you. In case you're confused before, fat people. Papa's Basement, not your biggest supporters. But so these three fat heifers, no ass, 5 minutes. Everyone else just rolling their eyes like, I wish I could say something, but they're loud and black, and we obviously can't.
Oh, God. You can't say anything because just going to cause more trouble.
Oh, and why? You pick it on me.
You must, like, hold it in and wait for them to calm down naturally. Cross your fingers.
You know if they were white, the whatever they're called, stewardesses would be like,
move along now.
Or do you need any help finding your seat?
Yeah.
But, of course, because they're black, it's like.
Oh, you just got.
Why do you think I need help finding my seat? There,
we're
just
trying
to get a seat.
You just gotta, like,
I know where I
got
to
burn like a garbage fire. Just hands off, yeah. Just let it go. So they finally sit down, and to top it all off, the fat cherry on top of this whale, one of them's holding a kid that, like, could play nose tackle in the NFL right now. The kid is massive.
It's like, you gotta be like 5 or something.
I mean, huge.
Like, I don't know how they possibly, like, didn't need to buy a seat for him.
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because the stewardess looked at this chick cockeyed. Like, finally one stewardess was like, I can't take this. And she goes, oh, this here a lap baby.
She said that?
This here a lap baby.
God,
he don't need no ticket.
I put all this out.
Yeah, no. This was all getting at you.
Oh, dear.
This was pushing out 2 + 2 = 4, man. That's how much it meant to me.
A lap baby.
This here, lap baby.
Like it's a goddamn Lhasa Apso.
Yeah, I just remember. Like exactly, like breed. A seeing eye dog. This here, my lap baby. So, it takes me about 10 minutes once we're in the air to realize they've got that row occupied. And you know what I mean by they. And then one row up and to the left. We're on the right side, on the left side. So one row up and across the aisle, they got
another
three
one.
Folks. Yeah, like in their family, in their clan.
Oh, dear.
And they just start passing lap baby back and forth like he's a bong to take hits out of. And while they're passing him, they leave him on the left side about 20 minutes because he's going, nah! You know, whatever babies do. So, like, already they're jawing. Baby's going, bah! I'm just like, holy, I'm not getting a lick of sleep. I would have wanted to, like, land and do some fun stuff, and 2 hours of sleep in the tank would have been nice. But it's just gone. That's a dead dream. Like, so much in my life. It's gone. It ain't coming back. So they pass over this little brat. Again, like I said, goddamn Albert Hainsworth would have been afraid of this kid. They pass him over, and about 10 minutes later, Smash Mouth, who's right directly to our left, and Smash Mouth's companion are both just fanning their faces. Like you know, just kind of like they're in a church revival.
Like, Lordy, it's hot in here?
I'm like, oh, what? But they're also making the, you know, the yuck scowl. And I'm like, oh, what stinks. And then right, like as if on cue, one of the black ladies in front of them just holds up the little future nose tackle. Like the goddamn Lion King. And he's just got this diaper full of man-sized deuce.
I missed all of this.
I mean, this thing has inflated to the size of like a kickball. You know what I mean? Like you would peg someone with in school.
That's why I was crying.
It's just brimming. It's fighting to stay on. Do they have a spare diaper to put on this kid? Do they even like fake it? And walk to the back and go to the koala changing station and at least fling the poo down the
crapper
and reapply.
Why would you not have a diaper?
I don't know. I
Why
don't know.
Would you not have a diaper?
Wait, they didn't change him?
For
no!
a lap baby.
No. Oh, they didn't change him. For the rest of the flight, this kid just sat in his filth until he shut
crying.
Up about it, until I shut up about it.
Can you get worms?
Yes. You can get all kinds of stuff. You can get diaper rash.
You don't get worms from your own poop.
Really?
Not unless you already had worms.
Oh.
I bet this kid did.
Jeez.
Big man worms, too, like the dune sandworms. He didn't have normal worms. They look like
tremors in the diaper.
Rice. Exactly.
I don't know how I missed all this. I didn't even smell it. Thankfully.
You were kind of passing out by this leg somehow. You were asleep through all this until it really kicked
into
high gear.
Dude, they don't have a goddamn diaper. They should have just heaved him out the window.
They should have been forced to eat it. Like goddamn Double Dare or something. They just should have had it smeared
on.
Then
not carrying a diaper for a child
is inexcusable.
It is actually because you can't. I mean, it does. It's not good for children to be diaper rash, and you know that's not good.
How about it's not good for anything in the history of anything to be sitting.
No, but
in
I
its
mean, even
poop
if you're just like trying to take care of the child, ignore everything else around you, just trying to take care of the child. Not taking the baby out of its own feces.
Shut up,
is
child.
Not
I'm
good.
To have a Vegas song.
Like, do they go home and just put him in the closet until it's feeding time, and
go
then
sing your poop
chuck him a bowl of milk or what?
Yeah.
Which one of them was named Unique? That's all I remember. Was that the baby?
Oh, man.
Unique.
Was that the baby or like one of the people to the left? I just remember hearing the name Unique a lot.
Unique!
Yeah.
Give me a little Albert.
It had to have been the kid because it'd be like, Unique baby, how you doing over there?
But it's that like E-U-N-E-E-K.
That could have been whatever, man. That could have Unique baby. That's just, okay, baby, how are you?
That's the one thing I remember. Someone was named Unique.
Unique baby. Damn. The irony being there's nothing unique about these people. I've encountered them a whole mess of times. But at first, I'm finally acclimating myself to this. I'm like, so this is it. This is my 2 hours. And I kind of like hunch forward and just press my head into the seat in front of me. Like maybe I'll get 5 minutes added up, you know, and that like little micro naps. 5 seconds here, 5 seconds there.
Didn't that bitch like immediately lower her seat after you did that?
Didn't miss a beat.
I kind of remember that.
And I'm like, you know what, bitch? Just going to butt right back like a charging rhino. F you.
And that's like another thing. I mean, isn't it kind of an unspoken rule that you're a real a-hole if you lower your seat back? Especially
I, yeah, that's I never
well,
lower my seat.
Especially us because we were in the escape row or something,
so we couldn't lower ours. That's right.
Like everyone tries to follow suit. You're like, oh, you're gonna screw me? Suck on this guy behind me. Plop. Oh no. I'm like, excuse me. Yeah. How do I do this? She's like, oh, you're in the the get out of here row. I'm like, ah, oh, son of a bitch. So I'm used to just this, and I'm like, if this is 2 hours, fine. I've been in the South before. I know how this works. I can live with it.
But it's really 4 hours.
Yeah,
because we did the math wrong.
Yeah, we did the math.
You know, if you were
wrong.
More flexible, you could actually put your feet up on the back of her chair.
No, not in coach.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking doll seam flexible, man.
Either that, like little T-Rex legs.
Yeah.
Well, no, T-Rex had tiny forelegs. I'm just saying.
You know,
you
have to have legs.
Scrunch
like
your knees in.
Roger.
You put them to the side and pop them right up there.
Yeah.
Oh, they would yell at you for that.
Oh.
Like,
oh hey, I'm just trying to stretch out.
Excuse
Sorry,
excuse me.
No, not them. You, the stewardesses. Like,
but that's
all
right. You just be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then you kick the chair while you're going down.
I'm sorry. I'd feel too much like I was about to get banged missionary or something like that. Like I just got my ankles up on some dude's shoulders. I
mean, presenting yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my blossom. I'm just kind of gritting my teeth like, God damn it, if this is what I got to do to get to Vegas, so be it. And then behind me, I hear a laugh. This thing could have pierced a goddamn bank vault. Like, if this was her mutant power, and you're like, her laugh can shatter glass and human skeletons, you would have bought it.
Was it piercingly high, or was it piercingly obnoxious?
Just imagine the biggest C you possibly can.
Just loud. I mean, like, you know how airplane seats are. She's maybe 2 feet behind
me.
And out of nowhere I hear...
How? Sounds like a bird call, actually.
Like this hyena braying.
So insipid, she made the other one seem like Marcel Marceau.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, immediately forgotten about.
What was she laughing at?
Herself, because she's apparently so goddamn witty.
Well, no, I'll tell you what was getting her all of a sudden laughing every 5 seconds. She was a white lady of larger carriage.
I didn't think they were that bad looking. I just saw their faces.
Blondie in the middle was okay. Average build. Could have used a touch of treadmill time. Who's keeping track other than me?
They're kind of like chubby sarostitutes.
Yeah.
Because they were...
Well, especially the one with the hyena laugh.
Is that a prostitute with psoriasis?
No, a sorority prostitute.
I know, it's just sorostitute. Sorostitute.
The one doing the laughing was, yeah, exactly, like maybe 80 pounds ago. Good.
Oh, dear.
But now she was just round in all the wrong places.
80 pounds is quite a bit.
You're like, oh, nice rack. And then you look down and be like, nice second rack? What's this? Oh, God, no. And
they're like teats.
Yeah, exactly. Just rows from all her offspring. Yeah. No one of her six cubs will go wanting this winter. And if, because we're apparently flying stereotype air, with, you know, mincing gay men in Hawaiian shirts and large black women who don't give a crap. And we've got a big white chick. What would be hitting on a big white chick?
A black
a whale
man.
Hunter?
Hint. Exactly. Mr. Myers used
Japanese
to...
Japanese man?
Used to like this on top of you while he watched.
Oh, was there a handsome gentleman of color besides...
Why, yes. He was one of the non-threatening gentlemen of color. You know the aww shtick well. They're built, incredibly well-dressed, very well-spoken, might I say.
And they act just like white people.
Exactly. They act just like That would have been even worse had he been like, they act just like people. Even I would have been like, whoa.
I toe the line very carefully.
They act exactly like white dudes, and their entire shtick is, hey, white ladies, would you like to experiment with a black man but not clutch your purse the entire time? I'm here for you. You know, I mean, we've got friends. Leo used to be on this show all the time. Leo.
She's exactly like Leo.
He had been with one. I'd slept with more black chicks than Leo. You know, he'd done nothing but white broads.
So?
I'm just saying, okay. like that is their shtick. They're like, I like white chicks, and I act white, and white chicks are going to get curious about, you know. They're like, well, I'm not afraid, so
yes,
I guess I'm horny. I feel fear, so something's happening, yeah. So that's their thing. And it's just, I felt bad for the dude, because he was a really good-looking, well-dressed guy, and could have been, like, crushing some seriously nice ass, and instead he's just giving into this base urge. Like, it's like on one hand, you could have a real meal, and the other I'm like, I found this McDonald's dumpster and they just filled it up 3 minutes ago.
You know what?
Like, dumpster
it's
time.
Entirely possible he wants the dumpster and the real meal and is having both.
That's true.
So don't rule it out just because he wants plenty.
But continuing that analogy, do you want a delicious lobster tail covered in dumpster?
What?
I'm just saying, if we're keeping on with this.
We're not talking about threesomes here.
Oh, I thought you were like, he was trying to pound out the hot chick and the slob at
the
same time.
No, I'm just saying, like, he could do the slob in the airport bathroom and then move along to the hot chick.
Oh, just brush it off.
Just, yeah, whatever he wants, man.
Dust your shoulders off.
Handsome brother like that, yeah.
I guess so. International See? Man of mystery.
You just don't understand this.
Well, yeah, because I know no baby changing table is going to hold her. So I'm kind of wondering.
But he's a built handsome man.
I said he was built. He wasn't a T-800.
Well, you know, when you get some leverage and you push someone against a wall. I'm just saying, you don't have to lift everything.
Yeah. I mean, if he ever wants to All use right. a keyboard again, he's not holding that thing up. So right. he is just laying one hell of a game on this fat girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fishing with dynamite. It's just so unnecessary. He could have been like, hey, me, look at me. I'm very Old Spice guy-ish. I'll deign to stick it in you. And she would have gone, okay. And
no,
that would have been
but that's
it.
Not the fun of it. That's not the fun of it.
It was, well, I got to listen to 2 hours of tub seduction. And it was, I mean, just so piercing. I mean, like you said, like a bird. To the point, because Will's just trying to zone out. The black chicks in front of us have ceased being numero uno.
I think they passed out.
No, no. They were awake and shooting dirty glances back.
To give me an idea how bad it was.
Wow.
These chicks have
that's
stopped
awesome,
their
though.
Shtick. And they're like,
that's awesome. And I would be rooting. I would be rooting for the woman who made these other women
whoever was top
dirty looks.
On the most wanted list on September 10th, 2001. That's what these black chicks were. Because come the next day, there's a new king in town. And I'm turning around. Even I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just stare at you, bitch. You're not getting away. You're going to pay for your crimes, you twat.
With your evil looks.
And
ooh,
I just
scared.
Turn around, and I'm not, like, sustaining it. Like, I don't want her to think I'm going to, like, just stand up and stab her right through her
that's
blubber
why.
Armor. But, like, every 2 minutes,
wouldn't
just
be fatal.
A good 10-second slow. Oh, yeah, self-seal immediately. Right. It'd be like, yeah, X-Men blob, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you just shoot it with a cannonball in the gut, and it just slowly
you can leave
morph
it in
around.
There, yeah.
Yeah, another... If we're going to go Terminator all out, it'd be T-1000. Suck it up a bullet. Like, and that'd be that.
Go on.
But I keep turning around and eventually, like, whispering for her, and I'm doing the quote-y-quote, she goes, I think we're annoying the guy in front of us. And, I mean, within 3 seconds is doing the laugh again. So at that point, she's not just a C, but she's like a self-aware C.
Well,
like, I can pardon the black chicks because you know in a million years they don't know they're annoying the hell out of everyone else. This is just how their behavior's calibrated.
Yeah. That's too bad.
But this bitch in back, she knows exactly what she's doing and doesn't stop.
What are you
going to
say?
That wasn't picked up on the mics at all.
What are you going to say, though? Because she has a well-built black man next to her.
Well, I don't care. I'd be getting him laid. I would be like, hey... Big man, you can crush that anytime you want. Stop wasting my time and hers. Take her in the crapper. Burn a candle. Romance it a little. I don't care. Just,
yeah, probably
just do it.
You should have actually said that because that would have ruined everything.
Been like, that fat bass is in the boat already. You don't have to break both paddles over its head. Come on. It's in there. Do her.
They would have hated you, but that would work because what can you say to that? What can you do for that? There's not much.
I mean,
you're
it's
on an
either,
airplane.
It's either
so.
The ultimate C block or it'll get it lubed up like, nah. And I'll just be like, yeah, he's right. Man calls it like he sees it.
Okay.
And then she just hoofs her fat ass back.
See, you
down.
Should have just turned around and said that.
It was just awful. Yeah. It was awful. I mean, the only highlight, there was a cute girl next to me playing Angry Birds on her iPod Touch.
Mm.
Or iPad, rather.
Cute.
You were sleepy. Shut up. It was hot.
Mediocre.
Shut your mouth.
At best.
Shut up. Shut up, you filthy monsters.
And I think she was married, too.
She was. Yeah. But at least I got to talk to a chick about video games, which was fun. It was a nice diversion from the hell that was going on. Believe me, if every chick was walking around on an iPad, sucking it up on level 3-4 of Angry Birds, I'd be getting a lot more ass in this world. Be like,
what
no.
is Angry Birds?
What?
That's stupid
Angry Birds?
iPod.
Never played Angry Birds.
iPhone.
No, why would I want to? Like,
great game.
Why? I mean, you know, I'd rather see a chick walking around playing, I don't know, FPS or something.
Really? No, man.
Yeah, then I'd be like, ah, that's a gamer.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. You don't want the hardcore gamer because then my knowledge wouldn't be enough to get me like.
No, I see.
She'd be like quoting Final Fantasy XII back to me and I'd be like, Golbez? You know? She'd be like, no, you're not the one. You don't get to fill my chalice. That'd be that. And then I'd be frequenting one of the prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
That I spent $500 on.
You remember.
Oh, I do, because that's how much I spent. Or is it? Or is it? So we finally land. We finally land, and I have a friend out there. We got family out there. We got friends out there. I got my friend, Jackie. And Jackie shows up with her friend, and she's kind enough to pick us up from the airport.
That was very nice.
Very nice. That's you know, nice. And Jackie's a very very cute little chick, so it's nice having that around.
And it's all, I mean, the airport's not very close, so.
No,
it's
no,
pretty
no.
Close.
It's fair, it, compared to some city. I mean, it's
not
like
not
here to
distance.
BWI, but it's not
or
particularly
even Dulles.
Close.
Yeah. I mean, it's close, but you don't want to walk it. So it's very good she picked us up.
Yeah, it's nice.
And our first stop, In-N-Out. Don't have In-N-Out out here, man.
Nope, we don't.
Gotta have it. When's the last
don't
time
even
you
have freaking Sonic's close enough to go to? Don't get
no,
me started.
1 hour,
that.
1 hour away.
That's too far.
We are in
that's
such a toilet, just a void for quality fast food.
It's horrible.
Because, Will, what did you you haven't had In-N-Out in, like, what?
10 years.
Yeah. What did you think? I mean, it's good. And it was, like, $3.50 for the double-double. We ate there once, yeah. Jack, I could even do without.
Were they doing the little promo where they sell you the little clown heads?
No, we got screwed on that.
We're the most inept manager you've ever seen.
Because then you can drive through and be like, how much for a little head?
I hate myself now. Why? Why?
Why?
So we get the In-N-Out in us. And once we have our fuel, I love Will, and I love how he doesn't mess around. Once we have our fuel, Will, where do you want to go? You can tell the story. Come on.
Strip club.
Yes. Wanted to go to a strip club.
Well, no, because first we went to some Essie casino. I was just like, this is boring.
If you're going to spend money, why not put it down naked ladies?
And this was the crux kind of the trip. I was very cool with just being inside various casinos. Not even gambling, just taking in the sights, man. I mean, if you want to talk about people watching, it doesn't get better.
Plus, it's good if you're prepared.
How often are you going to be in casinos? We have them like Atlantic City, Vegas.
So that was part of the charm of Vegas for me because I don't really care for gambling. I mean, it's fine. I don't have anything against it. But it's like, whatever. I don't care. But just the actual fact of being in Vegas, seeing things that were in Vegas. Yeah, so I've seen a lot of casinos.
Not everything has to be a 10 on the stimulation scale.
Right. It's an experience.
Yeah. I just want to say that I was in Caesars. I was in the Luxor. I was in the Wynn. I saw all these places.
Where do you guys stay?
We stayed at the Hooters. Don't
equal to all those other establishments.
Yes, we stayed at the Hooters, if we may bring that out there.
Wow.
Not my idea. Not like John was going through his options and it's like, you know, the Encore is just as much as the Hooters or the Planet Hollywood, just as much as the Hooters, New York, New York. No, Hooters was cheap as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And a suggestion of Jackie's. Jackie, like I said, knows the area, lives there.
Hey.
And she's like, you know, I had a friend come in, and he said the Hooters was cheap as ish and not that bad.
All right, then.
And we went there. And play a guessing game, real quick one, kind of in conjunction with your other quiz, which we will answer in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yes, you're going to have to hurry here.
Yeah, yeah. Sadly, we're not going to get to reveal
the
answers.
Spend too much time whining about the people on the plane.
Oh, that's half the fun. That was half the fun. Don't get me wrong. Hooters girls out there, better, same, or worse than ours? Answer might surprise you.
Probably worse, actually, because I'm guessing the Hooters girls are like the cast-offs from all the good shows.
Good job.
You're a smart girl.
Because if you got to work at a Hooters in Vegas,
you're a smart damn girl.
You are not making the monies.
You little velociraptor, you. You little clever thing.
This is my future profession, so I kind of know
if
these things.
If you are at the Hooters, that is like the dregs of the dregs. That's like saying I'm in food service and you work at a McDonald's. You're not a waitress. You're not a bartender. You're nothing. You're making, you know, you're working the deep fry.
Yep.
That is what it is. Will, was there not one who was like actually like lame?
Yeah, it's like she's pretty hot. I swear to God,
but
she's
bow-legged. Yeah. Like goddamn John Wayne.
Like she swiveled her hips as she walked, but not a sexy way.
Yeah, so they throw her like behind.
But in a cowboy way, not a sexy way.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of like the guy in Something About Mary where he doesn't have his crutches, you know? And he's just like in and out and back and forth.
It was bad. And so they'd shove her behind all these craps tables and crap, and she was this hot Latin broad with like big fakies, and you're like, oh, yeah. And she'd be like, oh, I'm out of chips. Hold on. Boom.
But this is what I mean. It's the drugs because it's, you know, these were hot women possibly before she walked normally until the unfortunate incident
before she
where the John knifed her
and
broke her spinal cord
kind of thing.
Yeah,
just took out a couple nerve fibers, but it was enough.
It's the sad part of town, man. That's the sad part of town.
Well, it's right across with MGM. So it's kind of like the ass end of the strip.
Yeah. There was very, very, like literally what, just the Luxor was behind us and that was that?
Yeah.
No, there was nothing.
No, there was one set of hotels.
Not going down our street. See, the others were like, because we weren't off of the strip. You know what I'm saying? Like we were, you turned left off the strip to go to our hotel.
Well,
so the Luxor and all them, you just keep going further down the strip past where we are, but we're like a turn off.
okay, we technically did not. We were not on the strip. We were right. about 5 minutes on foot from the strip.
Right. Yes.
Not even five and less, but it's like, yeah, the MGM, because it's so big, it touches the strip and it's across from Hooters. It takes up like a whole block.
Yeah.
MGM's yeah. massive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I forget what was on the corner.
Tropicana.
Okay. Yeah. So then that takes up the spot on the strip, and then we're like one building removed from it.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad location. Like, could it have been closer? Yes. But would we have spent more? Yes.
It wasn't bad. Mm.
Yeah, I could do. But we get out, and, you know, I want Will to have a good time because I'm just happy as hell he's come out. You know, I'm really happy we're doing a vacation together. So he immediately, I know it's going to take him 5 minutes before he's like, I've got a riddle for you. Why are we at a titty bar in Vegas? Go. That would be it. And the answer would be, I don't really know. He'd be like, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So these girls who are both, you know, they're like 21. They're youngins. Spring chickens. Mm-hmm. And you got me, and I'm an old guy at this point. I'm 30. And you got Will. Will has the heart of a prince, but he looks like he's looking for his first lay after doing an 8-year bid sometimes.
Pretty
you
much.
Know? What are you talking about? Sometimes, if Will's got a scowl on his face, he's got the shaved head, and he's kind of like dieseled up now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These chicks are like, we'll do what you say, sir. So we drive there. We get in, you know, these girls, not going to be an encyclopedic farm of strip club knowledge.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, just get us to one.
So no, we, correction, the seediest one.
Yes.
Which they missed by a mile.
And that was Will's refrain. He's like, I just want the seediest one.
You know what? They missed it by a mile because they're girls and they're young.
And that's what I'm...
Yeah, they wanted to go to a damn dance club.
And so I'm feeling sad for them just because they got Will like, take me to a dirty-ass place. And then we finally get to one.
No. That place, first of all, had like a $30 cover, which a lot of them
did. Let me just say, yeah, we get to one and Will, of course, is like leaps and bounds in front of us. And we walk up to the line, and he's already walking back out. And he just goes, not seedy enough.
And because I wanted a couple, like...
I saw a woman without a bullet scar.
Where were the tears?
They designed them, like, almost like nightclubs. And they're like, there's fancy furniture. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's got, like, the dim lighting. You can't see what's going on stage.
Yeah, I know. You're not into that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is awful. So I mean, we ended up going to the
Hustler
Club.
He wants to stick to the floor like it's a movie theater.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not soda.
Because I mean, if they knew anything, like driving, I forget where we're driving. Maybe to old Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
one called Fremont. You know, there's a strip club that's just like, you know, it's a little shack, and on the roof it just says like all nude and like these big bright letters. Like that's where you'd want to go, not something that refers to itself as a cabaret.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's where Will wants to go, not where 21-year-old women want to go.
Yeah, and you know what? The trip, we'll continue this, trust me. I think we might need to do a couple bonus episodes this week or something like that. But the trip was a great success overall. We had fun. And now the answers to the questions.
Yay!
Because we have to get those
I don't
in.
Remember what the questions are.
We got four
are.
Minutes. Question one. Did either of us visit a strip club?
Yes, yes.
Okay. You are
ding,
correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
And if so, how many?
I said for you, the total would be 9.
Okay. The answer? 2 for me. Because I'm going to count that one, which we didn't even go
son,
in.
Son, you are disappointed.
You wouldn't count that? All right. Then the answer is 1. I went
son,
to the Hustler Club.
Son, you are disappointed.
Went to the Hustler Club until 7 in the morning.
6.
You are disappointed because you didn't get in until
6
really
in
late,
the morning.
So.
All right. So for Will then?
17.
Will, the final answer, because I don't know this. He just would disappear every night. I'd be like, I'm at the Spearmint Rhino. Yeah,
I think it was just 3.
3?
Yeah, it was Hustler Club plus Spearmint Rhino and Paradise Club.
Okay.
Which is the saddest thing, because at that point it was like 1 a.m. Monday morning. And there's just like big stretches where there wasn't even a girl on the stage.
Oh,
that's sad. That's really sad. They can't even haul one out from the Hooters.
No, it's just the only bitches out there were like milling for lap dances.
That's too bad.
Okay. Question 3. How much money did we sink at the strip clubs in total?
I said for you
$375.
Oh, you are a cheap bee.
Will's answer is not going to disappoint, though.
It's not even that much for me. I got to do some math.
I said $1,200 for Will.
No, it's let's see, 20 plus 40 plus 100. 160. I was like, I'd say probably like under 200 bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
My God, you people were in Vegas. What is this?
I ate away a lot of my
Dude,
money.
Well, no. Okay. One of the good things about...
But they're all-you-can-eat buffets.
The strip clubs in Vegas. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Is like their couch dances are pretty much like lap dances, and they're only 20 bucks out
there.
Yeah,
they're cheap as
really?
Hell.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got something like 5 lap dances for that 75 bucks.
I guess I was just thinking you gentlemen would go for quality. I wasn't really thinking.
Oh, they were good-looking broads. Yeah, I mean, like as far as strip clubs go,
like
they were not
30
no,
minutes
I didn't
in the
mean,
upstairs
I didn't mean
room.
The broads.
Oh, I got you. The services.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got the 3 songs for $100. Well, there's definitely some baby feeding going on.
Well, I think we need to leave the rest of the quiz for another episode.
Oh, well.
A little bit of a tease there. But
you're
so
full
far,
of lies because you've said this whole time you would give all the answers at the end.
I'm sorry. I'm
lies.
Just,
you're just full of
just got to stay tuned for when the rest of those answers are coming out. Folks, thank you very much for making it through another episode of Papa's Basement. I, of course, am your host, John Papagiorgio. I like the pause there as if I forgot my own name. I was joined today by the lovely Atomic Kate, at Atomic Kate on Twitter. Kate,
yeah.
Say something lovely.
Lovely.
Perfect. Will,
shouldn't you have said something lovely?
Will, thank you for coming in, man.
You're welcome.
Glad you could make it. If you want to reach Will on Twitter, he is every bit as funny as he was here. At Billy Basil. If you want to hit me up, I am at Papa's Basement. Until next week, when we are live again, Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.